Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. Welcome, welcome. Come in, sit down, relax. I've got some vanilla coffee going on and some lemon water. How about you? I'm feeling actually pretty good this morning. I am. The sun is actually out. We've had some rain the last few days, which actually I welcomed here in Seattle. And I know my plants outside are very, very happy to have gotten a drink. But this morning it's blue skies. It's supposed to be pretty, pretty nice this weekend. So I'm really, really excited to get this show started. I've got a topic I want to throw out there, but you know I want to start with some great music. This artist is one of my absolute new favorites. I had her on the leopard carpet with me about 2 weeks ago. A wonderful, wonderful experience. So if you did not hear my feature with Raj Dulari, please go back and listen to it. She's an amazing woman. She is an artist that you definitely need to stop and pay attention to. So I'm going to start out today with her track called Purpose.
Don't
off the night I take flight, got the world in the palm of my hand, and watch how powerful is my stride. Don't find all you youngins just can't understand, when I get my groove on, I'm feeling right. I can conquer it all, you can't cut me down, you can't slow me down, can't sway me, can't even fool me. Cause I keep my destination in the front of my mind, and I play my own rhythm just to soothe me. Not here to entertain you, just sharing my smile. And I dip my hips cause you move me. Why? Because I got the world in the palm of my hand, baby. Won't you check my stride? Something that you're young and just can't understand. But soon you will, yes you will, yeah. Cause I always thought that I never had the right to sing and live out my dream. I was scared to fight. Years of being told no, I was scared to grow. Lock my song up and free, I wouldn't stop the show. Today I sing, I was crying, smiling deep inside. Because I took all my dreams, started living life on my own terms, my own way, smiling down inside. And when I win the Grammy, remember today I told you to keep your destination in the front of your mind and play your own rhythm just to soothe you. Not here to entertain me, just sharing your smile. And you sip your hips cause I move you. Why? Because I keep my destination in the front of my mind, and I play my own rhythm just to soothe it. Not here to entertain you, just sharing my smile. And I dip my hips cause you move.
Thank you.
Welcome to the coffee house again. Come in, sit down, relax. Excuse me. I always seem to have a frog in my throat when I do these morning shows. I apologize for that. But you must love it, right? Because you keep coming back and you keep coming back. But, you know, today I have a topic I want to throw out there. You know, I'm not a chat room radio show host. I'm not good at doing that back and forth thing, but I will let you know the chat room's open. So if you want to join my sister, Lady Marmalade, in the chat room from Germany, please go over there and join her. And I want to open up a topic. I will open up the phone lines in a bit to welcome anybody that wants to call in and promote themselves. But if you want to join in the topic that I'm going to discuss, once you hear what I'm going to discuss, you can raise your hand and press that number one. But I will open up the phone lines for artists or small businesses to promote themselves. So I hope everybody is doing well today. I hope you are feeling, you know, energized and feeling good. And, you know, understand your own power. Understand your own power. One of the things that I want to talk about today is, you know, attitude is everything. It's one of the topics that I bring up from time to time here on Flava News Radio. And we have a choice in how we react to circumstances and situations that come our way. We have a choice. And sometimes we give our power over to other people. And we don't have to do that. We can own our own power. Even if the choice that we make is not necessarily comfortable, we do have choices in how we maneuver through life and through anything that is put before us. So, you know, the last few days, you know, it's been raining in Seattle, which, you know, of course we're known for. But I have to tell you, we've had a very beautiful summer, very beautiful, you know, pretty high temps, you know, close to the 80s, very little rain and, you know, blue skies, you know, waking up and just looking out. And, you know, if you follow me on Facebook, you know I love to take pictures of the sunset from my bedroom window. It's just so beautiful. I definitely feel like I picked the right room when we moved into this house, if nothing else, for the view in the evening. It's just breathtaking to me, and it just brings me a sense of peace and hope and, you know, kind of allows me to kind of calm my soul at times when I just sit and just look at it. So, but now we're getting ready to step into fall, right? And I put up a post today about, you know, being prepared to, you know, that the seasons are about to change, you know, and, you know, not being afraid of that. Now, when I talk about seasons changing, it's not necessarily going from summer to fall. It could be your own season. And it changing in your own world. And what does that look like for you? Sometimes I think that God throws out situations that causes us to have to pause and think about what's going on and how we want to move forward. You know, sometimes I think that we need to stop and really, really think. And so for me, there are different points in my life and different times during the year where I redefine things. And that was a word that I put out today, redefine. And sometimes it doesn't necessarily mean to stop exactly what it is that you're doing, but you need to redefine. I also think that you need to be, you know what feels good and what feels right for you. Because if you continue to face challenges within something that you're doing, it may not be the best thing for you. I love challenges, though. I do. I love challenges, and I like to, you know, see if I can, you know, figure it out, you know, have a positive outcome, learn and grow from it. So I love challenges, but you know what? Sometimes if you continue to run into roadblocks, it really might not be the best thing for you. So I think that it's okay to change your seasons. I think it's okay to change your circumstances. I think it's okay to change your attitude. I used to always say to my kids, you know, when they were frustrated and hated their job, you know, I told them, I said, if nothing else at this point in your life, because you need that job, why don't you look at it as a means to an end, a means to pay your bills, you know, a means to allow you financial freedom to do certain things, whatever. Change your attitude and how you look at going to that job, you know, instead of looking at it, oh, my God, I hate it, I don't want to go there, what's going to happen today, or whatever, until you can find something better. You know, so we can always redefine our lives. We can always redefine our circumstances. We can always redefine what we're doing presently. We can always redefine who we have involved in our world, you know, and how we maneuver. Because you know what? I don't like being stressed. I don't like being stressed. I don't know about you, you know, but I don't like it. I just really, really don't. It's not a good feeling and stuff. And so I try hard these days. I wasn't so good in the past, but I try really hard these days to go through what I need to go through in a short amount of time instead of a long time, a short amount of time to, you know, let go, forgive myself, forgive others, or whatever it is, or just recognize the fact that this wasn't good, you know. And sometimes things need to be cut off, and other times things just need to be redefined, right? So anyway, I hope you're doing well. Think about what I had to say. You know, if you want to chime in on that, I open up, you know, the phone lines for you to do that. The phone number is 347-857-1189. Otherwise, I'm going to jump into some more tracks and see where we go from here. I just feel like this song today. I just do. You know, I still haven't told my sister that I'm playing her on the radio or this particular track. But you know what? I'm going to play Bam Bam's by my girl, Sister Love.
Oh, shoot. I don't have no Bam Bams on right now, but I know ladies love the shoes, right?
They got Bam Bams on.
Come on. I know y'all like your high heels. That's yes, right. I ain't got no Bam Bams on now. I'm about to be barefooted, right? I said, I ain't going to do them like that. But this is my old tissue. Here we go. Ooh, I got my Bam Bam on, and I'm feeling so fresh and fly. Do you hear me? It's going down in my city. Throw your hands up if you hear me. Let me hear you. Bam Bam, oh my Bam Bam, oh Bam Bam, oh my Bam Bam, oh.
That was my girl, Sister Love, performing live at the Triple Door. She opened up for Black Stacks when they did the show at the Triple Door, and it was just great. And that particular track, that was her live, and that one wasn't even touched up yet, and I still think that it sounds absolutely amazing. You know what? I failed to let you know the tracks that I opened up the show with, so I opened up today with Raj Dulari. She's an absolutely amazing artist that I had on the leopard carpet maybe 2 weeks ago now. And I think she's somebody that you really should stop and pay attention to. She's out of New York, an amazing jazz soul vocalist. She is a band leader. So she performs with a live band. And she's just amazing and beautiful. So please go back and listen to her feature on the leopard carpet. Google her. It's RAJDULARI. And then I went into Matt Cusin with his track, Leaving L.A. Matt is an amazing artist who was out of L.A., who moved to New York to further his career. And, you know, he made a lot of moves while he was in L.A. And I guess he decided that, you know, he needed to step it up. He is also an artist that performs and travels with Brian McKnight. And so that has been an absolutely amazing experience for him, too. He's won Songwriter of the Years. He's won a lot of awards for his talents. But, you know, he also recognizes that he has to position himself where he can, you know, network and meet those right people. I had him on my show maybe about 2 years ago now. It's been a while, so maybe I need to reach out and see if I can get him on my show again. But he talked about that, in not just networking online, but actually physically being places where there are people that may potentially, you know, be able to sit down and shake hands with and talk about and share his music and, you know, see if he can get them to pay attention. And it's worked for him. It's one of the angles on Hustle that has worked for him. So he is another artist that I think that you should pay attention to. And again, Sister Love, she is my girl. She is the very first independent artist that I ever saw perform here in the Pacific Northwest. And it's so funny. I mean, if you follow me and you listen to my radio show, you've heard me talk about her before, but I'll say it again. She and I were domestic violence advocates together at New Beginnings for battered women and their children. And one of my birthdays, she was performing at the Bohemian, and she's like, come on out, you know, Susan, and see me perform. And I got to see, you know, I was in the back in the rafters. That place is huge, huge, huge stage, huge floor. And she was opening up for a major reggae artist by the name of Ikki Mouse. And she sings reggae, too. So I was just so in awe. I had no idea about this sister advocate that I worked with, that she could sing like that. And then to now, all these years later, you know, be able to be involved with her and support her as an artist is a beautiful, beautiful thing. So you just never know where your walk of life is going to take you. You know, you just don't know. And I think that You need to, you know, be able to be open and to receive. I think sometimes we miss our own blessings, you know, because we're not paying attention. Or we don't think that it's a good move. And I think that we need to be a little bit more in tune with ourselves and pay attention to those signs of what is good and what's not so good for us. You know, being an underground independent artist, no matter what the art form is, I mean, I know that the different art forms are definitely drastically different in many, many ways. But the hustle, the disappointments, the challenges, it's all the same whether you're a writer, whether you're a painter, graphic designer, musical talent. It doesn't matter. The story is the same. And I've been blessed to be connected to so many different artists over the many years that I've been known as Lady Flava. And I have, you know, sat down, whether it's on phone or in person, and listen to the challenges that they face, you know, and getting out there. Now, I'll be honest with you, not all of the people are that talented or do not have the capability to take it any further, because either they just lack the understanding of what they need as far as the business and all of that, you know, having all of that business stuff down, whether it's copyright, you know, registering your music, whether it's, you know, making sure that you have your press kits together and fact sheets and all of that, you know. There are some things that artists that are absolutely talented, but they don't have the business part down. And I would definitely encourage any artists out there that want to take things to the next level, please make sure that you have everything in place so that when somebody hears you, experiences you, or whatever, and they say, okay, send me your information, do that. I've reached out to, well, I haven't reached out, but I say I posted out to artists that if they want to be heard on Flava News Radio, what I require is that you send me a pretty much a studio, like a state-of-the-art type studio recorded track, a very high-quality track, plus an EPK. And it, too many times I receive the tracks and no EPK. And one of the things that I like to do here on Flava News Radio, I like to know something about the artists I play. I like to talk, if you can tell. I don't have a problem talking to myself or, as my friend would say, talking to my listeners. But I like to tell you something about the artist. And if I don't know anything about you, I'm not really going to pay attention to you. You might get played. If I do a hip-hop show and you're a hip-hop artist, you might get put into the rotation there because I don't talk on my listening party shows. You know, but I like to tell people, you know, about the artist, and because I feel like it's a little bit of a personal touch. It may, you know, kind of draw you in and get you interested in who this artist is if you know a little bit about them. And too many artists don't send that to me. And the bottom line is then they come back and they don't actually have one, you know. So if nothing else, make sure that you have a solid bio, you know. But for people that are in the industry who are on a higher level, they're going to want to make sure that you have your business down. And it was a conversation that I've had with, you know, several distribution companies when it came down to how they decide who they will get involved with in distributing their music. They said that, you know, too many times the artists aren't ready, and it's the business part. The talent part may be really there, you know. Maybe the quality of the production isn't necessarily there, but the talent is recognized and is there. But they don't have the business part down. So please make sure that if you really, really are serious about taking things to the next level, that you really understand what you need if that's your desire to step out there to be heard, you know, in front of the masses. So I'm going to play a few more tracks, and then if there's anybody that wants to call in and promote themselves, who they are and what they do, the call-in number is 347-857-1189. I'm going to play an artist. I believe he came my way through my sister over there in Germany, Lady Marmalade. This is Mr. Cotton, 100% Cotton, and this piece is called You Deserve Better.
This is going out to a good friend of mine. A lot of y'all didn't know him like I did, you know. But there's one thing I want to say is that he deserved better than what he received. You feel me? I ain't gonna call no names, because you know. You definitely gonna know when you hear this song. But we're gonna keep celebrating the life of one Mr. Lee Daniels. And that's what's up.
You deserve better. You deserve better. You deserve better. was only a few that stood up for me. But all the other ones never showed up to see you home. They should have had a little more respect for you and what you did.
That was Mr. Cotton out of Louisiana with his piece, You Deserve Better. I'm blessed to also be connected to some amazing talents that are around the globe, not just here in the Pacific Northwest where I am, where we have some great, great talents, but across the United States and into, you know, other countries, mostly Europe at this point. And, you know, I want to also give a shout out. And for those of you that don't know, I'm really listened to pretty widely in Africa. Africa, Europe, South America, and Asia are the countries that are paying attention to Flava News. So shout out to my international people, and thank you so much for your support. There's amazing talent that I recently became connected with, and he's charting, you know, over there in Europe. He's charting, you know, on CD Baby and, you know, different locations. He's an amazing jazz artist. And I'm so blessed that I connected with him because he's an amazing person from my interaction with him. And I was so excited to connect him with Raj Dulari, who's going to be heading over to the UK this fall. So I'm hoping that when she's over there, these two can meet in person. But this is James Cola with his new track that's charting, Take Me Higher.
You say you're the one to give me what I need. Now show me, babe. Come a little closer now.
right. That was James Cola with his piece, Take Me Higher. Lady Mom and Lod in the chat room and I were going back and forth a little bit about this particular track because she's known this artist for a bit. And he's not a singer. He doesn't consider himself a singer, and he doesn't sing. He's a jazz musician, but that is him singing on this track. And he was a little bit nervous about it, and here it is charting very, very high. And so, you know, it's interesting. You know, when you think that you don't have a strength, you might. And I'm glad that he stepped out, you know, and went ahead and did that. I sensed that my sister Lady Mom Lod kind of gave him some encouragement because she was kind of involved, you know, as he was creating that particular track. Lady Mom Lod is a radio show host, too. I said that she's based out of Germany, and she is, but she does a show every Sunday on Regina Records Radio. And so you should tune in because she's a big supporter of independent artists. Basically, the music that she plays is more R&B soul. She'll go current, she'll go back in the day and kind of make you smile with some stuff. But she's somebody to also pay attention to. And if you're an independent R&B soul artist, she's somebody to connect with if you want to have your music heard on her station. So tune in every Sunday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I don't know what time it is in Germany when she does her show, but I know it's 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Regina Records Radio. So that's my sister, Lady Mom Lod, and I love you, my girl. Thank you so much for all your support over the years. Let me see. I'm going to play a few more songs, and I think about 20 minutes. I'll open up the phone lines if anybody who's hanging out on the phone lines wants to hit that number one button and promote yourself and who you are and what you do. Let's see. I'm going to play a piece by two local artists. Roy Horn is a jazz horn player, and then Reggie Goins is a vocalist. This piece is called Sunset. And Matsalon Sunset. And here we go with Roy Horn and Reggie Goins.
Like when we I could bear my soul to you, although I had always really wanted to. Now it's happening as we watch the sun set. Our hearts beating like a Spanish castanet. When you gave your love to me, I fell deep for you. I wanted this for me, I wanted this for you. Now it's happening as we watch the sunset. Our hearts beating like the day that we first met. Thank you.
In that particular set, I played some tracks from some local artists. I just want you to get a taste of the talents that we have up here. So, again, I started out the set with Roy Horn and Reggie Goins with their piece Matsalon Sunset. Then I played my boy Walter Finch with a piece called For a Little Time, For a Lifetime. And then let me tell you about Walter Finch. I started playing his music in my radio shop, I started playing his music in my coffee house probably 2003, 2004. And I thought it was amazing, you know, just kind of soothing, you know. Well, not all. It's, you know, some of it was like funk or whatever. His brother introduced me to his music. And it wasn't until about 2012 that I actually met him in person. And He is amazing. I love this man. I love his spirit. He gives the best hugs. If you have, no, you probably haven't seen it. I don't know. I can't remember if it's in our promo clip or not. But you should see him playing behind with Clientele, the band Clientele, playing behind Black Stacks. There's a piece that they do called Blow Smoke, and Walter French has a solo in it. And, oh, my God, he just goes into it. He is in a zone. I have him on camera a couple times because they did this piece with Clientele at the Hard Rock, and then they did it at the Triple Tour. And Walter French just goes into a zone. He's an absolutely amazing talent. But I think what makes him even better is he's a great, great man. And then I went into a piece by my new girl, even though I've known of her for many, many years, Mercedes, with her piece, Don't Think of Leaving Me Now. And what I've come to appreciate about her is her jazz vocal style. But she mailed me a meditation CD. And I don't know, she must pay attention that I do prayer meditation in the morning and the evening. So she sent me a meditation CD, and now I incorporate that into my day, as I start my day and as I end my night. And it's just a blessing. It's a blessing. It just kind of helps me get more into my me time that I need. So, Mercedes, you my girl, thank you so very, very much. I know I said I was going to open up the phone lines here in a few minutes, but you know what? I want to do one more set. And the reason why I want to do this particular set is these particular artists are performing tonight at Jazz Bones in Tacoma. And, so I want to support them that way. I'm going to start out this next set with Clientele. And this piece is called Love Is Here to Stay, featuring their vocalist, Todd Brown.
Know that I know it's love. God, expand my territory. Take me right to my greatness. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear not. Feeling so angelic. Nah, this ain't church, but check how I said it. Curse words hurt, but they so poetic. On the street, I'm a vet. The magnetic. Stingray Corvette. Coerce them for credit. Again, you push. If I get it, wings tatted on my back, the wing just the beginning. Right hand on my lap, God made me for women. Boy, ain't love feminine, except how you feeling when hop on that Harley, chopper wheel spinning with number one chick on my back like skinners. Just wait till we ride by, empty that clip bit. So rebel, I fist fight the devil. A black man with a thing for heavy metal. Matter of fact, way beyond that, I'm 10, 24/7, plus a quarter past that, I'm an angel. The shadow of death. On my left, I'm an angel. I see what I want, and yes, I have attitude. She loses breath, cause I'm an angel. I can feel it in my dreams, I can do anything, baby. Get on my team, I'm an angel. Ain't nothing but a thing. Not me, come holler at a king, I'm an angel.
I'm a fuck with a natural player, yeah. I talk like I'm okay, yeah.
Thank God for the women that he made. When I die, put a couple bad ones in my grave. I am fly, college educated and brave. Got a purple 4-5, back of the grip suede. 18 custom, that's how I'm made. Yeah, lips touch the ground every night when I pray. I am humble, rumble in the street all day. I'm really a playboy, I pimp a different way. Next Hugh Hefner, much darker shade. Crib in the hills, no bills, boy, I'm paid. Ride to the wheels, roll off in a ditch. Picture the spare been replaced by my imp. I am wealthy, I ain't got time to be rich. Game time is magic, I'm urban, it's stiff. Matter of fact, it's way beyond that. I'm pimp 24/7 plus a quarter past that. I'm an angel. Walking in the shadow of death. Two chicks on my left, I'm an angel. I see what I want, and yes, I have attitude. She loses breath, cause I'm an angel. I can feel it in my dreams, I can do anything, baby. Get on my team, I'm an angel. Make me stronger. Right about now, I'm feeling so King Kong. See me stomping through the city, little by my snip palm. Congas in the background, fur draped on my arm. All my women are hot, never less than warm. Got honeys like bees, baby, welcome to swarm. Reach out to the Lord, every day so strong. Spit it like the dude in that old book of Psalms. I'm an angel, Cheyenne Adonai's love. Anointed by the king of the six-pointed star. It's like Marvin when he's seeing what's going on. That's all I gotta say, then the women start pouring right towards them. This is my work. Constant emotion, the track is my concert. Matter of fact, it's way beyond that. I'm 10, 24, 7, plus a quarter past that. I'm an angel. Yeah. The shadow of death. Two chicks on my left, I'm an angel. I see what I want, and yes, I have attitude. She loses breath, cause I'm an angel. I can feel it in my dreams, I can do anything, baby. Get on my team, I'm an angel. Ain't nothing but a thing. Not me, come holler at a king, I'm an angel.
All right, what did you think of those last three artists that I played? They are performing together tonight at Jazz Zone in Tacoma, Washington. Clientele, I played their piece Love Is Here to Stay featuring Todd Brown. Then I went into E. Pruitt with his piece Cruise Control, and closing out that set was Cheyenne Salah and his band called The Republic of Sound, and that piece is called Angel. They are all performing together. That's going to be an interesting show tonight. I hope to be able to actually go. I have seen all of these artists, you know, perform live. They are absolutely amazing in their own right. They put on a great, great show. So to see them perform on the same showcase, I think that's going to be a lot of fun. So, again, tonight at Jazz Bones in Tacoma, Washington, I hope to see you there. So how's everybody doing? Have you thought about the things that I talked about, you know, about when it comes to this being a new season, and it can be a season of just changing from summer to fall, or it could be a season where you kind of redefine yourself and, you know, move into your next season in a different way. you know, making some different changes, taking on a new attitude, whatever it is, you know. It's all about you. Except that, you know, I was having a conversation with one of the artists that I'm closely connected to, and we were talking about this me, me, and we thing. And, you know, when we talk about, you know, it's okay to be, you know, take care of you and look out for you and this and that. And I do strongly believe in that. But I also think that in incorporating all of that, you can also incorporate others that make sense, that make your world work, because there's no way on earth any of us can do what it is that we do, whether it's in our personal lives or whether it's in our professional lives, on our own. And so I think that you need to build alliances with people to grow, to be a better person, to support you in different ways that you need supported in your life. And so it can't be all about the me. At some point, it has to be about the we. But I think there's a way of balancing it all. And I think it's important to take that time to take care of you. I think that's why I do the meditation and prayer in the morning and in the evening, because that's my me time. That's my quiet time. That's my time when I work on. It's not always successful, but I work on releasing, you know, things and gaining my own personal strength through my relationship with God. Or, you know, that's just for me, you know. And, again, I thank Mercedes for sending me that meditation CD, because it helps me. I never thought about it, because I think back on, you know, when I was first introduced to Stephen Jerome Ferguson's music and how soothing it is. And I should have recognized this, you know, just because of just how his music makes me feel. Music can change a mood. It really can. It can put you in a good mood. It can put you in a bad mood. It can put you in a powerful mood. It can make you feel love. It can make you feel sadness. Music is very, very powerful. So I would encourage you to kind of broaden maybe your horizon in what you experience, just to kind of help you when you need a certain sound to kind of help a mood that you need, you know, to grasp. So anyway, there's a person who's been waiting patiently throughout the show, so I will definitely bring them in and see who they are and what they have to say. Okay, welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio, style 478 area code.
Hey, how you doing?
Very good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm enjoying the show so far.
Okay, and who are you?
This is Jonathan from Macon, Georgia.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about yourself, Jonathan from Macon, Georgia.
Well, I've been doing music for 2 years. My web name is JDP, a.k.a. L-I-L-B-L-A-C-E. I'm on Twitter, L-I-L-B-L-A-C-E-J. And I also Tom White and do graphics, and I'm the CEO of my own label.
Okay, and what kind of music do you do? I'm sorry?
I do hip hop.
Okay. And so you said you're on Reverb Nation?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's where people can go check you out and what you do?
Yeah, Reverb Nation and YouTube.
Oh, on YouTube? Okay, give out your name again, Jonathan, that they could look you up under.
JDP, a.k.a. L-I-L-B-L-A-Z-E.
All right. So how long have you been doing music?
Since I was 7 years old.
Since you were 7 years old, may I ask how old you are now?
20.
Okay. So I guess it's something that, you know, it's something that just kind of in your soul and is a part of who you are, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you get out and about and participate in shows out there in Macon, Georgia, or in the Georgia area?
Not yet. I'm looking for some shows.
You're looking for some shows to get involved in?
Yeah.
So what have you been doing so far when it comes to your music? As far as are you an artist that is connected to other artists that are out there performing? Or tell us a little bit about, you know, your involvement in the music industry.
Well, I saw one in the town graphic for other artists, and I network with DJs. Then I get in the artist music that I connect with. I'm working on my debut album. My time, it's supposed to be out in July, but it's been pulled back to next year. My single, I Only Blame Myself, supposed to be out in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you should definitely send me your track so I can listen to it, so I can get familiar with, you know, what it is that you do, since I don't know anything about, you know, your sound. So, you know, please make sure that you send that to me. And you can send it to radio@flavanews.com, and I would love to hear what it is that you're doing, since I'm not familiar.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else that you want to share about yourself, Jonathan, that you want people around the world to know?
Well, I also sound white. So if you need a song with him, email me at lilblazeja@yahoo.com.
Okay, that's where they can get at you. Okay, sounds good. I will definitely... You should send me your Reverb Nation page, and so I can go check you out today after I finish the show, okay?
Okay, I'll be in about you on Facebook.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much for calling in, Jonathan. All right, if there's anybody else that would like to, you know, raise your hand, just hit that number one button. If there is anybody else who's listening to this show live and would like to call in and, you know, tell us who you are and what you do, the call-in number is 347-857-1189. There's some amazing talents that come my way, and I'm really excited about them. And I know I've kind of had to revamp and decide how to do the radio shows and to play the music. And, you know, it's still... you know, still in a process, you know, of tweaking and figuring out how to make this make sense as I grow who I am and what it is that I do. But I love playing the music that's not out there in the limelight. You know, I love to do it in hopes that, you know, some of the sounds are going to be able to, you know, cross over, and more people are able to pay attention and willing to pay attention, because, you know, it starts with us. It starts with the fans of the artists to help spread the word. It starts with us as radio stations on the internet that have a little bit more freedom of who we play and what we play. And so support these amazing talents. You know, obviously the people that listen to Flavor Coffee House online radio style either like what it is that I talk about or like the music that I play, or maybe it's a combination of both, because this is the top listened to radio show in the archives on Flavor News Radio. You know, support them. I put out my posts when I get in a mood, and I really want people to understand, you know, there's money that is spent on a regular basis and probably on a daily basis that you will not be able to see tomorrow. You know, for instance, if it's a cup of coffee at Starbucks, and we know that a cup of coffee at Starbucks costs, oh, say, $5, you know, and you spend that. The Starbucks on 23rd and Jackson here in Seattle, there's always a line. It is packed from morning, noon, and night, you know, and people are spending money. Of course, some of them are just kind of hanging out, and some of them are nursing that coffee, but... they regularly have a line. No matter what time of day or night you go in there, they have a line. And people are spending money on things that they cannot see tomorrow. Once you drink that cup of coffee, it's gone. So When you say that you believe in an artist, when you say that you support artists, what does that really mean? Do you tell people about them? Do you spread them to your network? Do you purchase their products? Do you attend their events and pay to come into their events if there is a cover at the door? You know, find your way of really supporting the artist. Many of these artists never recoup the money that they invest into themselves to create something for your enjoyment. And so I really, really want to impress upon you the importance of doing that. If you say that you believe, what does that really mean? You know, there are many, you know, independent radio shows and radio stations, you know, on the internet right now. And they're a big way of supporting an underground independent artist. So if they support you, support them in return by sharing the fact that they play your music. You know, it's kind of like, how do you build that win-win? And I know that a lot of times when it comes to being an artist, it's kind of about the me thing, you know, and I understand that because it's a hard hustle to be out there as an artist to get the word out about who you are, get people to start paying attention to you. And so you do have to focus a lot on, you know, how to best promote yourself and get people to stop and notice. I recognize that too. But at the same time, if there are people that are supporting you, whether it's a movement, whether it's a radio station, whether it's a promoter, even if it's just a fan, trust and believe that thank you goes a long ways when we're at this level. And so support them in return. You know, even if it's a fan, if there's something going on in their life, support them in return. If they've got something they post, you know, that is something that makes sense for you to repost, do that. If there's something that they post that matters to them, respond, you know, and let them know that you're paying attention to them too. I think those are just simple ways that you can build win-win relationships when it comes to being an artist. You know, of course you want all eyes on you, but you need to put your eyes on other people. If you want support, you got to give support, right? So anyway, somebody else has raised their hand, so let me bring them in. All right, baby girl, welcome to the coffee house, Miss Erica Reed.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm actually feeling pretty good this morning. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I was listening in to when you were talking about change and stepping into something new, and that's exactly where I'm at right now. So
okay.
I'm excited about that.
Okay.
As so, you've seen on Facebook, I've definitely transitioned everything.
Right. Okay. So why don't you, do you want to talk about the change that you're going through, or what
yes.
what the need is for the change, or, you know, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So for the last 5 years, my day job has been strictly massage therapy. And it got to the point where the passion for it just wasn't there anymore as far as, you know, being an active, you know, practicing massage therapy and touching people. I still have the passion of the science behind it and want to talk about it and be an advocate for it. So I'm transitioning into that avenue as well as picking up, stepping my bars up on everything else that I'm doing as an event planner, a radio personality, a TV personality. All of that has been a host of shows. I just got booked for to host a video release party on September 11th. I'm excited about that. I've partnered with two other radio personalities and who are also DJs and is also a hip-hop artist, and we formulated a radio organization where we collect, where we partner with other independent radio stations to bring a bigger platform for artists to be heard rather than having to go individually to the radio stations. And that is taking off very well. We had our first event earlier this month on Third Tuesday on August 20th, and it was a very successful show. If we would have sold tickets, we would have sold out. We would have been oversold.
Okay.
It was a beautiful experience. All the art, we had over about, we had over, I think, 18 to 21 artists that got to that were on the roster to perform. Some of a lot of those artists we personally invited and asked them to perform. So, and time actually ran over. We ran out of time, so we weren't able to get all the artists to perform. So they're going to come back for September's show on the 17th and rock the stage for us. And for the show for the 17th is going to be a Battle of the Sexes. So we welcome all artists that would like to participate at our iRock Tuesdays on Third Tuesday, September 17th in San Leandro, California, at Sweet Fingers Jamaican Restaurant, 464 East 14th Street. And the show starts at 10 o'clock. Sign-up starts at 9. It's really important that all the artists sign up so we can call you in order rather than them coming to us individually saying that they want to sign up. That's partially why we ran out of time, because the artists were saying at the last minute they wanted to perform instead of signing on the paper. But it was really, really exciting, and the pictures came out well. Everyone had a good time, and I just honestly believe that this is all in God's plan and what it is that I'm doing, because it's not about me. And you were mentioning earlier about a win-win situation, and, you know, I strongly believe in win-win situations. And I'm still very blessed to be able to be partnered with people in the industry, in the Bay Area, that have their own ties and connections and can do the same thing that I'm able to do, but their ties are a little bit stronger than mine, since I've just, you know, thrown my hat into this industry just over a year ago. And I just feel blessed that it's all taking its own shape. And, you know, they say if God is in it, it's all divine order. It's all there's you'll find bumps in the road, but it won't be, you know, devastating humps to where, you know, you really didn't have a way to get out of it. You know, you always survive the ram in the bush. And he has done that. He has definitely done that with me. And I couldn't be more than happy at where I'm at right now. And I'm ecstatic about all of this. I'm an event planner, so we just had a party last night with a company called Urban Social Network. You can find them online. We have our website. It's urbansocialnetwork.com, and network is spelled W-E-R-K instead of W-O-R-K. And it's put on, it's hosted by Khalil Rivers of Khalil Entertainment. He's been in the music industry for the last 25 years. He started the organization in Atlanta and then moved to the Bay Area and wanted to start a West Coast chapter. And he made me second in command for any type of event that we do. And we have events booked up until March. So it's definitely worth knowing people and building the relationships that you want to build to have a win-win situation, so that you're not the one having to figure everything out. And it's also good to be able to have people around to bounce ideas off of, even if they're your own ideas, but it's always good to get another idea or, you know, another piece of advice or a point of view as to how you can make it better, or if you should just keep it the same as the way that you want it. But at the end of the day, just knowing what your heart is telling you to do and listening to that, because to me, that's the ultimate balance in meditation, because hell is going to be promised to you anyway. Like, you're going to have hell on earth. There are things that are going to be at you already. But if you're able to control and listen to your heart and do what it is you need to do, it's a lot easier to go through all those trials and tribulations, you know, because sometimes a small setback is a way for a major breakthrough. And I had to really learn that and accept that. You know, and I hope your listeners realize that if you are in this music industry and you are passionate and you really want to do something, you can't just sit behind a computer. You can't just only work around the people that you work with. You have to go out. You have to go to shows. You have to go to open mics. You have to go shake hands and kiss babies. You have to do the politics side of it, because that's the way the relationships in business work. Even not even just in music industry. I don't care what industry you're in. business is always the basics of business of 101 is always going to be the same. The product and the people faces are just different. The industry might have a little bit more, you know, a little bit different type of benefit than one other industry. But as far as being out there, shaking hands, getting a rapport with people, because you never know when you might need them. You know, I've put on shows before where I only paid for the venue, and I had, you know, 7 to 8 artists perform, and in exchange for paying them, because there's always an exchange. In exchange for paying them, you know, I'll put them on another show to see another, you know, to have another audience, an audience they didn't have before, or I'll connect them with another producer or a graphic artist or a videographer. Like, there's always an exchange. I don't believe in doing anything for free. You can't. You just can't. It has to do something. You know, I work with someone where they're, instead of paying me, they're going to pay for the catalytic converter on my truck. That's something that I need. That's something I'm not able to put the money out for right now. But if me doing a favor for them is going to get me that, that's no different than the way they did it back in the day before there was money currency. So
I agree.
If you're able to adapt and adjust your mind frame to know that it's not all about the money, it's a lot about relationships. Because yes, there's power in numbers, but there's a lot more power in relationships. It's not money, power, respect. It's respect, power, and money. And I'm walking proof of that because I don't have a lot of money, but I have a lot of respect in this community. And I don't say a lot of power, but if I wanted to put a show right now and have 8 artists and sell tickets and sell out the show, I could do that. You know, there's not a lot of people that can say that could do that because the mind frame might not be correct or all the pieces aren't in order. So I hope your artists listen to you when you say these things because it's absolutely true. It you have to see it. And where I'm from in the Bay Area, it's cutthroat. You know, there are definitely janky promoters. There are definitely janky artists that will, you know, book with you and not show up. You know, that definitely does happen. And you would just have to weed them out. You know, you don't cut them off because you never know. You might need to book them for a specific show that you know they will actually come to. So don't cut them off. there's still a relationship there, but you just know when to deal with them. It's no different than your family. You love your family, but you might not rock with everybody in your family. But if they called you right now and needed something, you would probably reach out and help them, you know? So I definitely believe, like, if you have a win-win and you're able to formulate these relationships, you look at it, respect, power, and money, and you look within yourself and you find the passion of what it is that you want to do, then do that. If you feel like, you know, your talent could be, you know, better, practice. Practice makes perfect in whatever it is that you're doing. Just don't get up there on stage and wing it. And the last thing I'm going to close out with saying is don't lip sync. If you are a hip-hop artist, do not lip sync. There is no reason to unless you are at a stadium that holds like 10,000 plus people, which even still the sound system is so great that you still wouldn't have to lip sync if you really chose not to. Because what if the sound system goes out? What are you going to do? Stop performing? Do not lip sync. Because lip syncing makes no sense for me to pay to go to a show, even if it's not even a pay to go to show, but to go support you at a show. And all you're going to do is recite over your lyrics. I could have just bought your CD and went home. I don't want to see you go over, I don't want to hear you go over your lyrics. I want to see your performance. I want to be entertained. And to me and a lot of artists out here in the Bay Area, that is not entertainment. That's not true hip-hop. You do not listen. You know, I mean, but if practice makes perfect and that's what you're doing now and you end up weaning off of it, that's great. But just know that to be true, a lot of people who watch performers, they would prefer for them not to lip sync over their lyrics. Because if they end up off sync, it sounds confusing. If they forget the words, it sounds confusing. If they decide to stop singing or rapping and let the track play their words, it looks like you're being lazy. I wouldn't pay for that. you know, and I don't think it's fair for your fans or your supporters or, you know, new fans and wanting supporters to see that. You know, you should entertain them. You should research artists that perform live and do things and not necessarily copy them, but at least get an idea of how you can make your show more entertaining than just standing there on stage with a microphone and reciting over your lyrics. So that's all I have to say about that.
You said a mouthful. As you can see, Miss Erica Reed is very, very wise, and she has a lot to say. So she's definitely somebody I would encourage anybody listening to this show to pay attention to and to connect with, because, you know, she's very, very wise for her age, and she is somebody who, you know, she doesn't talk out the side of her neck, as I would say. You know, she's very thoughtful, you know, about what she says, and I have much respect for her. I didn't know that artists get up on showcases, you know, on that level and lip sync, though. I don't think I've ever experienced that here.
Yes, they do. I just went to the Big Daddy Kane concert a few weeks ago at Yosi's in San Francisco. And I mean, you talk about putting on a show. After I left that show, I posted on Facebook, if you are an entertainer and you perform on stage, you need to step your game up, because what I just saw was straight entertainment. This man had a live band playing behind him, and they were phenomenal. The band was called Last Supper, and they were dressed up in suits like, you know, like Temptation. They all had on, like, the same suit, and Soda and Big Daddy Kane had on the same kind of suit, and I mean, they just rocked it out. No lip sync, no nothing. And I've seen artists on a smaller scale, mind you, that have done both. They have rocked with the band and they rock it out with no lyrics. And then I see artists, they'll get up on stage and they just rock with the lyrics. And I actually challenged an artist this past Tuesday at the open mic that I went to, and I was inviting him to Third Tuesday for September. And I told him one of our main criteria, though, is do not lip sync. And I know that he lip syncs, and he's like, well, you know, the sound system, you know, a lot of artists blame it on the sound system. Well, somebody needs to be working the mix board, and somebody needs to work on the levels when I'm performing and everything. And I said to him, like I mentioned earlier, you know, if the technology goes out, are you just going to stop performing because your song isn't playing in the back? Are you not going to keep entertaining the people?
Right.
And he said, no.
Right.
I said, well, then you need to think of it like that. I said, people want to hear you. They don't want to hear your CD. And so I said, and if you feel like you need to have your levels on a certain way when you perform, no matter where you're performing at, you need to go talk to the people who are in control of the soundboard and let them know this is what you want to do. Or you could take it a step further and you could arrive really early, and you can do your own mic check, because this isn't like a concert. Now, if it was a concert, of course you would have a mic check and you would have a sound check. But that's not what this is. So that I encourage artists that if that's how you feel, put the ball is in your court. Take initiative. You know, go out and find out what your levels are and what sounds good to you when the sound comes out that speaker. And if you need something tweaked, it's your show. It's your time. Rock it. Tell them to change it. There's nothing wrong with that. It's your show. You have the power right there.
And I agree with you, but I think that, honestly, Erica, some artists don't know. I do. I think that some artists don't know the difference between how it should sound and how they do sound. And if they don't do that, it may be because they simply don't know. The other thing that you stated is there are some venues that do not have quality equipment. And so no matter what the adjustments are, you're not going to sound good. There's always going to be a feedback or something. So that's something else to take into consideration. I think that you need to know the venue too and what their capabilities are. And I think that also you need to look at what type of show it is that you are on. I say it up here, there's hip-hop showcases, and then there's hip-hop open mics. And to me, a quality hip hop, you know, show would be considered a showcase. And I think that ones that are artists that are not top quality or just learning the game, getting their feet out there and performing live is a hip hop showcase. And I think that there's a big difference. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a balance between, you know, the venue and the quality of artists that are actually getting on the stage, because not everybody's going to get up and do a show like, you know, Big Daddy Kane. They're just not, you know. And then other artists are going to get up and, you know, think they're dope and they're not, you know. And so I think there's definitely a difference, you know, in all of that. And you need to, you know, I think the bottom line is you really need to be honest with yourself. I found a post the other day that I put out, and it said, you know, for you to succeed is to never lie to yourself. And I think that you really do need to know what your capabilities are. You know, if you are having to lip sync to your own music, you're not ready to be on stage. You know, I do agree with you that it's best to watch, you know, how others who have been out there a little bit longer, how they do it. Because you always should learn. You should always have somebody to kind of you know, base how you want to be out there, you know, in the public eye. That kind of helps you set your goals as to what level you want to be on. You know, it's just like, you know, DeLon telling me, you know, a few years back about his friend Al Watkins down there in Texas saying, if you want to know whether your production of your piece is done well, listen to it against a mainstream artist of the same genre and see how far off the production level sounds. So, I mean, it's you have to always learn and grow. You can't just base it off of the homie hype that you can create. That's easy to create a homie hype. You know, you have to really, really base it out. And you have to be strong enough to step outside of the box and present yourself in front of some new people and see what they say about what you're doing. So I think that you definitely brought up some great points. Our big brother in this industry, Miss Erica, wants to come on, so let me bring him in. Okay. All right, Stephen Jerome Ferguson, welcome to the Coffee House.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing today?
Very good. How about you, sir?
Doing well. Hey, Erica, how you doing, girl?
I'm good. Nice talking to you.
Nice hearing from you, too, with your little passionate self. Boy, you just, you were on a roll this morning, weren't you?
Man, I'm in that zone right now. I feel like how I felt when I first started in massage therapy. Like, I was just all excited and ready and, let's go.
Well, you keep that going. That'll serve you very well. Trust me. But I just wanted to chime in real quick about what you guys were talking about. You know, the lip syncing and all that type of stuff like that, the stuff that people do on stage and all. And it basically comes down to this. Every venue that you go to is not going to be perfect. There's going to be problems with sound quality. There'll be problems with inferior equipment that you're working with. But it all comes down to the fact that if you're an artist of any kind, if you're a carpenter and you don't know how to use a hammer, you don't need to be a carpenter.
I know that's
okay?
Right.
If you are a fisherman and you don't know how to use a fishing pole, then you need to go somewhere else and sit down, or either learn how to use it. Several instances, especially when I was in Europe, we used to play in some clubs that were probably about the size of some people's living rooms. And I know one time we played at a German club one time that was so small it could probably only fit like maybe about 15 or 20 people in it. And we had all these big amps and everything and, you know, all the stuff that we carried with us. And we looked at the place and said, hey, wait a minute. you know, we had to make some adjustments on how we do things, and sometimes you have to make these adjustments on the fly. But if you don't know your tools and you don't know how to use your tools properly, then you're going to be sitting there looking stupid in front of people.
Yep.
You know, our drummer couldn't even use drumsticks in this club. He had to use two pencils instead of drumsticks, because if he used drumsticks, it would have been just way too loud.
Mm.
You know, so you have to make adjustments. You have to know your tools. You have to learn them. You may go to one club that has a $800 microphone for you to use that will make you sound just beautiful, and then the next day you may go to a club that has a microphone that they paid only about $30 for.
Yeah.
You know, just have to understand. You have to understand what you're working with and how to adjust yourself to work with the tools that you have. And it's real simple. And it all comes down to just learning, studying, practicing, and I visualize a lot. If I go into a place and I look at it, I visualize it, I say, okay, you go in there at, if you got a show starting at 8 o'clock, you go in there at 3 o'clock and do a sound check in an empty room, your sound is going to be different than when that room is filled. And you have to take that into consideration.
Interesting point.
You have to take that kind of stuff into consideration.
Right.
Yeah. So, all this is just knowing your tools, knowing, studying, learning, doing what you need to do.
That's a great point, Stephen. I never thought about that, but you're so right.
It's going to be different. I mean,
it's a different sound.
That's just the way sound is. I mean, you got an empty room. It's going to echo. It's going to sound beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But when that room is full of people, and you got people talking, you got glasses clinking, you got all this other kind of stuff going on, your sound is going to be different than what it was when you did your original sound check.
Right.
And you just have to learn how to adjust that stuff.
So Stephen, as you being this like amazing producer and having such a keen ear to sound and crispness, how does somebody learn that? Because I think that too many artists, I don't think they hear it. I really don't think that they hear how poorly the production of their tracks are.
There's no easy way to do it. You have to listen. I mean, you just have to listen to what other people are doing, and you have to learn how to break down. You have to learn how to listen to the nuances of every little piece in the song. Every artist has a role model or a couple of role models that they listen to.
Yep.
You know, if you have a role model of somebody like mine, I've got a couple of Stevie Wonder, Babyface, George Duke, rest in peace, Big Daddy, we will miss you. A couple other people I listen to on a regular basis. And I listen to these people, and it's like every single thing that they put out, I like. So you have to ask yourself, why do you like a certain artist? What is
right.
it that they do that you like? And you
right.
can't just listen to the beat, you can't just listen to the lyrics. You have to listen to each and every individual thing and how it's mixed, how it's mastered, why it's done a certain way. And like I said, there's no quick way to do it. Unless you're just completely blessed with talent from above and you can walk off the street from digging a ditch and sit down in a studio and make this perfect thing, which I don't know anybody that can do that or has done that, it all takes study. I listen to music all the time. I listen to music when I'm at work, when I'm driving, when I'm listening to what people are actually, what's actually going on in the music.
Mm.
I'm not just saying, oh, yeah, that sounds good. If it sounds good, I want to know why it sounds good to me.
Right.
And then I'm going to listen to it over and over again, and then I'm going to try to find out what's actually going on, what is pleasing to my ear, and then I just try to duplicate that in my own stuff.
Right. I think that you're special, though. And
no,
I think that it's something that you're very passionate about, but I think that you do have a very, very keen sense of understanding music and clarity. And I have learned from you, Stephen, and how to listen to music, you know, because, you know, I'm like, okay, Stephen, what is it that you hear in this? You know, I mean, I'm blessed to have the opportunity to send, you know, music to other people, producers or engineers, you know, people, musicians, and say, what is it that you hear? Because there's just something off about this piece, you know. And and when I've done that, it's helped me understand what it is that just doesn't seem right in the piece. And so I don't listen to music the same way that I did in 2009, you know. And I recognize that not all the pieces that I play on Flava News Radio is top quality, but there's something about them, and that's why I play them. But you know, I think that you just really, I don't know if you have to have an understanding of music, the music theory or whatever, to really make it come across where it really tells a story and it really draws a person in. I think the reason why I am not a fan of mixtapes, because I was like, why is it I just don't like them? The whole concept of them I don't like, because I'm like, why do you have to use a mainstream artist's music to sing or rap over to get recognition for yourself? That just disturbs me in the first place, because that to me tells me you don't have confidence in what you're doing. But the second part is, what I just recently learned is that it is very difficult to mix and master and blend somebody else's music with your words.
That is very difficult to do.
And so I think that's one of the reasons I don't like mixtapes. It's because I haven't heard one that has been done really well. And it makes sense, because when you do a mixtape, like I've learned from you, Stephen, that there are different layers. And so when you take somebody else's track, you don't have access to those layers.
To
be able to tweak them and blend them with what it is that you're putting over their music. And so
Because when I work with spoken word artists, a lot of times they'll come to me and they'll say, hey, I heard this track that you did. I would love to speak over that, do something over that, right? And you know, that's fine and good. I could do that. But what I normally have to do is, most of my stuff is written, mixed, and mastered to be an instrumental.
Right.
Now, if you add a voice to it, I can't just add the voice to it, because what I have to do then is, some things I have to take down, some things I have to bring up, some things I have to take out completely so it doesn't interfere with what the person is saying.
Right.
And you can't, I can't do that with somebody else's music, because I've got everything already layered. And I could take out a horn section, I could take out a drum, I could take out a bass line, I could do all that myself, but I can't do that with somebody else's music. Okay, so yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about there.
Yeah.
And sometimes it can sound junky, is what it does.
It does. And there's a young man, I don't know if I missed his show or not, but there's a young man here, and I think he's an amazing R&B singer, and he's young. but a very, very powerful voice. You know, and his manager sent me a mixtape or some mix. I don't know if I even say the terminology correct, but some music, you know, that he sang over somebody else's music. And it was so distracting to me. It took away from the talents, his true talent. Because the boy can sing. He really can sing. But it was just like, I'm like, I'm sorry. I can't even listen to this, let alone play it on my radio station. I said, once you have some original music and it's studio recorded, I would love to play him. You know, but it just totally threw me off because it just felt like there was so many bells and whistles. But it's interesting, you know, being a part of this industry and how to do it right. You know, but I think that, like with Miss Erica Reed, you know, down there in the Bay, you know, I think that Erica, again, you know, Stephen and I have been watching you for a little while now, and you're a go-getter, and you take the time to try to understand and figure it out. And so for me, I can say for me, I'm proud of you because I think you are going to do something in this industry. I really do. And you, like Stephen says, you know, you have the passion. You have the understanding. You understand the win-wins, and you understand being a part of the right team. And, you know, I think that even along your journey, you'll find your ways of, you know, tweaking and perfecting what it is, you know, that you want to do here. So, you know, I think you're moving in the right direction, and, you know, I enjoy watching you. I really do. I enjoy watching you. So, you know, we are at the end of the show, but tell people where they can, you know, get to know you and pay attention and get involved with who you are and what you do, Erica.
Okay, let's see. I have a Facebook fan page called Weedism. So you can, it's facebook.com/R as in Ray, E as in Erica, D as in David, I as in Ice, S is in Sam, M is in Mary. It's Weedism. And then I'm on Instagram at Weedism4Life. So Weedism for Life. And I am on Twitter at @FollowEReed. So those are the best ways to get in contact with me. And you'll find, you know, positive messages and pictures and memes and all that kind of thing. And I'll share pictures from time to time. So that's the best place to follow me, because my personal page is for my personal page.
Okay. So definitely I would encourage you, anybody and everybody out there listening to this radio show, Erica is a fun person to pay attention to. She's kind of like me, but a younger version. She speaks her mind. She puts out interesting posts and what do you call those little flyer thingies, you know, or whatever with sayings on it.
Yeah, the meme pictures. Yeah, I thought it was, you know, a while back.
But it's funny, you know. So, you know, she's a good person to pay attention to, and they've got a lot going on down there in the Bay Area. So if you are in the Bay Area, again, I would definitely encourage you to pay attention to Erica Reed and her team and, you know, see how you might fit in and get involved or, you know, just come out and be a witness to what they do. Going to close out. Oh, go ahead.
Oh. One more thing, the phone number to reach out to us if you're in the Bay Area and you want to perform or, you know, anything like that, the phone number is 510-415-2316. The number again is 510-415-2316. That number, if you're in the Bay, want to go to a show, anything like that, be a guest on one of the radio shows, just reach out to us and we'll work it out.
Okay, no stalkers call that phone number. No stalkers.
Right.
and I am going to close out today's show with one of Stephen's new pieces off of his latest album. But, Stephen, tell people about, you know, who you are and what you do and where they can keep up with SJF music.
Well, you can hit me up on Facebook. I'm at Stephen Jerome Ferguson on Facebook. You can go to the website as www.sjfmusic.com. You can hit me up on Twitter at sjfmusic1. And let's see, where else am I? Hey, you hit me up on Facebook or Twitter, and that'll hook you up with the rest of the stuff too, along with the website. I've got links to all my social network sites on the website. So if you want to follow me on Twitter or Facebook or whatever, just all you have to do is just hit the link, and it'll take you right to it.
All right. Stephen's an absolutely amazing jazz producer. I mean, he does work with other musical genres, you know, but jazz is definitely his forte. So I'm going to close out today's show with, let's see, I think I'm going to play Strut off of his latest CD, Anthology 2. This is Stephen Jerome Ferguson, and thank you so much for tuning in to Flava Coffee House today, and I'm going to wish you a great, great day. Thank you so much, Stephen and Erica, for joining me today.
Thank you.
You're
have
welcome.
A good day.
Take care. All right. Take care, guys.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.